Hello to all my lovely people. Welcome to the blog. Welcome to Life by Waitha today. If this is your first time, I'm glad you stopped by and I hope you consider subscribing. If you're already a part of the family, welcome back. I'm back. Yes, man. I am back here today. You see what I'm saying? Okay, that's enough of me being silly. But how is everyone doing this Monday? I hope you had a great productive weekend, and I'm not going to repeat the mantra. Y'all know it. Y'all heard it. Y'all already know. You're just going to take that little mantra, just put it on your side pocket and carry that thing right here. Just carry it right on with you. Sometimes we need those positive words, especially in this climate. However, that's enough of that intro. Let's go ahead and get on into today's podcast. So, hey, y'all. I hope that everyone had a nice weekend. I hope you got out to partially enjoy the weather, because I know you can actually be outside and take walks and do things like that. And here in the DMV, it was like 70 degrees. So it was very, very nice, even though I have not been out going a little stir crazy. But it's been very, very nice. So I hope you got out to partially enjoy the weather. I know one day is blending into another. For me, it is. One week is blending into another as this, you know, goes on and on. It's interesting. Each week for work, I do a task list. And at the top of that list, I put the week and the dates. And it's like, wow, I'm in week 8. Wow. Week 8. Okay. I know how I feel about it, but I don't know how to address that. Maybe I can do that before I close today. But, you know, this is what we have to do, and I accept that challenge. I accept that responsibility. So, it is what it is, right? So, I am talking to you. Today is going to be short and pretty sweet as I give you some life updates and talk about Bible study progress and where I am or am not with that. So let's get into life updates. I think I mentioned on Friday that this week was filled with highs and lows and ups and downs. We're into week 8, and this week I found out that, well, my mom called me and said, you know, Uncle Bleep Bleep is not doing well, and they don't think he's going to make it. And this took me completely by surprise. I bawled out loud, because I mean, I knew, you know, he was a cancer survivor, and I know he had gone back into the hospital for another procedure, which, you know, was very scary at this time. All his daughters are grown, and they had even stopped his daughters from coming to the hospital because of COVID, and it was just a lot going on. But I did not know that he was slowly deteriorating, and he could hear, but he was not able to actually talk to people. And I just did not know, or no one told me, how bad that was. And so that was at 11 o'clock. She gave me that call like on Wednesday. And then she called me back at like 2 o'clock and said he's gone. And it was so sad. This is an uncle, my mom's baby brother, in a family of 6. It was just difficult to cope with. I'm gonna get more into it later because I got something written out, so I'm trying to go in order and I done jumped already. But again, I'll get back to that in a second. But it's weird to put the stay-at-home time into words for me. Some families consider it a good thing to be able to have their families, kids and everything, close to them, doing activities with their kids, eating with their kids every night, finding different things to do. But if you are older or young and single and you live alone, I think the distancing is really difficult to be away from friends and family and coworkers, and it's just hard. But I know that me staying home now will make it safer for us to be out later, because we're going to get out. It's just a matter of, can you do what needs to be done? Can you do what is asked of you and do your part and not, you know, and slow down the spread, I guess that's what I'm saying. But, you know, I'm not going to give my opinion really on what I think about this, and states, you know, lifting restrictions and allowing establishments to open early. You know, like I said, written here, may God be with those people that must go out there, make a living, and feed their families, because everyone's socioeconomic situation is different, and that I don't understand. I mean, I do understand, sorry. I understand that you got to take care of yours. I get that. So I'll go back to this passing. Like I said, it's my uncle, who on my mom's side, he was the baby brother in a family of six children. My mom was born in, Greenville, South Carolina. But when she married, she moved to, you know, D.C., and her brother came to live with her when he was just 13 years old, and he stayed with us until I was at least 10, I can remember. But he was always just a very methodical person, always very thoughtful, very nice. He was very musical. He played several different instruments. He was into a lot of bands, a lot of jazz. He liked wrestling growing up. He was just a really funny and charismatic person to be around. Very slow, very stoic, kind of dry humor. You just got used to it. And I, you know, am going to miss him dearly. Like I've mentioned, I don't know all of the details. I know he's, you know, battling cancer. And, you know, my mom says to me that she's glad that he's no longer suffering, because that's just not the way that she wants him to be. None of the brothers and sisters do. It's just, they don't want him here suffering. And this week, God decided to call him home. And that's kind of, you know, all you can really say about that. You know, you miss them because you miss the physical person, but you carry the memories. You carry the memories of how they were and what type of person they were and how they were influential in your life. And I still cry about it. It still upsets me, because it is what it is, right? What can you really say about that? It is what it is. But yeah, so this week has been hard. I mean, you know, I've tried to do what I can for me, and you know, everybody keeps checking on me. I think the scarier part is they're not going to do a funeral, because, you know, they can't because of the size of crowds. And my mom and her sisters were actually going to drive here from Atlanta because they wanted to represent. I didn't think it was a good idea, and in the end it will probably be just me going to represent for that side of the family. Am I apprehensive? Yes. It's not going to be any more than 10 people, which is really his daughters, his wife, me, and, you know, maybe two other folks. So it's scary, but I will definitely go to pay my respects, and y'all, I will do all of the things and keep my distance and wear my mask, and, you know, I have all the things. So, you know, y'all pray for me. But other than that, Bible study. So, you know, I had a plan with my goal. I guess I really had a goal, because I just wanted to work through the Bible very methodically, go through all the Psalms and maybe, you know, Deuteronomy, and then, you know, just work through the verses as I felt comfortable. But I left off, and the goal was to do, you know, depending on how short the psalm was, maybe I can do 2 a week. But it's really something that is taking a little bit longer, and that is because of the worksheet that I created. Because of the worksheet I created, you can't just read it and move on. The worksheet that I created, with some help from some other templates that I saw, me putting some things together to that would apply to me, that would be helpful to me, that would be helpful for me to understand it. So if you want a download of that template, in my website, it says like freebies or something like that. I think that's what I called it, free templates. The Bible study template is in it. And you know, I just go to Penzu to write mine down, but you write out the verse. You don't have to. I just copy paste out the verse. You list keywords, and then you list the context. And, you know, depending on what the psalm is, because I also use a Bible study companion, I break down the context, like, why is this important? And then I write down how this passage speaks to me, what I get from said particular passage. And then how can I apply this to my life? And so it takes me a long time to work through anything that's more than 10 verses, because I'm really, really studying it. I'm not just reading it and then maybe I'll remember it. No, I actually go through it and study it. But I had a plan to work on verses 2 to 3 times a week. I get through one verse a week, then, you know, I can get through it, I can understand it, and it's therapy as well. It's very, very helpful. It's therapy. But I just got caught up in everything else that was happening, dealing with sadness and loss and how I feel about that. You know, whenever I hear about something devastating happening, it's like, okay, now that I've heard it or I've seen it, how do I move on? How do I get over it? How can I use the Bible and prayer to help me work through said situation? Because I can't hold this anger and anxiety and fear in my heart. Nobody can live like that. That's not living. That's you faking. you're not living if that's happening. I don't care what you say. You ain't living. But yeah, so, and granted, I know that I went through a lot of things this week, but I don't consider anything that I went through as an excuse for not reading. Nothing is an excuse, because I've preached it, I've told it, I've talked it, that the verses in the Bible are such a comfort when you're going, if you're a Christian and you're going through a hard time. But I don't want to say that and just say it's just for Christians. It's not. God wants you to have a better understanding. You know, it's not just, I shouldn't have said that, so it's out there, I can't take it back. But anyway, what I'm getting at is that it's not an excuse, because I talk to God every day, you know, for understanding. And I wanted to just get some peace about my uncle passing. You know, I'm still feel sadness, anxiety about going out to this memoriam. And you know, I didn't read, and I carry some guilt about that. Whenever I don't read my Bible, I feel some type of way. I feel guilty, because it's something that I promise to myself. And whenever I promise things to myself and I put it out there and I say it out loud, I feel guilt when I don't follow through. It's like I'm letting myself down. But then that's also a double-edged sword, because we as individuals put so much emphasis on goals and tasks, attacking this, doing that. I'm gonna read, I'm gonna exercise, I'm gonna do yoga, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that. We put so much emphasis and stress on our own lives that we are the creators of our own anxiety. We're the ones, no one is making us do what we do. We're the ones putting on you know, all this stress and anxiety, you know, in our lives, just trying to be the ultimate individual and say, I got it all done. I can knock it out. I can do it. You know, yeah. Again, no, you're not hurting no one but yourself. I learned that the hard way. You're not hurting no one but yourself, you know? So, I think that I don't want to carry guilt about it, and I need to come to an acceptance point where if I didn't read, I didn't read. Don't beat myself up about it. That day is gone. Try to get to it the next day and move on. So, life outlook. Who's not doing a life outlook now because of the climate that we living in? Because it's forced you to rethink how you live and how you do things and what's going to be your new norm, right? When I look towards the future of all things, I can't see anything. I don't know what I see. I don't see anything. You know, I envision I'm going to save money. I'm going to buy a home. I'm going to be productive. I'm going to get my blood sugar under control. I'm going to be a mean, lean exercising machine. I can envision it. I can do daily affirmations. I just don't. It's not coming to me. I don't see it, but I don't want to let that discourage me. I feel comfort in the safety of Christ to lift me up through these times where my vision is not clear, where everything is foggy. You know, I am blessed to have the things in my life that I have. I'm blessed to have a job that's paying me during this time. I'm blessed to have a caring family and friends who check in on us and, you know, see how we're coping and how we're doing and making sure everything is all right. It just is so heartwarming to me. Through this, you know, just trying to enter a new norm and thinking about when will we go back to work, and I don't know. I'm fearful and apprehensive of, you know, I'm a PT girl. I ride public transportation, metro, bus, walk. You know, I'm apprehensive about that and how our city is going to keep public transportation safe for everyone, and how are they going to deal with that with all these different hands and everything touching. And those are the things that I'm fearful of when I go to work, but because nothing is promised to me. But I know that this is one of those areas where I just have to trust in God. I just have to trust, you know, that He's got me, you know, and I'm grateful for everything. We're gonna go off topic right quick. Y'all want a song? A gospel song to uplift you and just make you feel good? Check out, and it's old, this is not new, but check out Grateful by Hezekiah Walker. Oh my goodness. Every time I hear it, it makes the hairs on the back of my neck stand up. It makes me feel good. It lifts me into a place that's just beautiful. And it makes me feel so good every time I'm feeling a particular type of way. I just have to think on that song and think on how grateful, you know, I am. But like I said, going out to work is something that I think of every day. I'm learning a new norm. I mean, how many times? It's interesting because we don't like the situation that we are living in, right? But how many times have you wanted an extra day off or some extra time at home with your family? Maybe not under these circumstances, but I just was so I was feeling some type of way at work because I'm an admin coordinator, and usually admins don't do a lot of teleworking. And in order for me to telework, I had to have something going on at home, or a contractor coming in, or something happening, or I had to be sick. I just couldn't have a regular day of telework to not have to worry about public transportation, to sit and get the bulk of my work done. And now it's telework all the time. My commute is zero, you know? So it doesn't cost me anything. Not that I'm not spending just as much money trying to get groceries and navigate this new norm. But I'm not spending money on any extraneous items. How much money did I spend today? $0. So again, it's learning the new norm, learning how to live life just a little bit differently so everyone else can be cool, right? And with that, I think that I have talked enough. I told you I miss y'all. When I don't talk every week, I miss y'all. And then I get on here after a week and a half and it's like I'm bubbling up with the words, you know? So yeah. It's also, I will say that doing these little podcasts is also more challenging because one, my daughter and I are home, and it's not that I can't talk around her, but I feel like I can't talk freely like I do now, or I'm whispering because it's late at night or real early in the morning and I got the fan on and the window open, and it's like it's not an ideal setup making this mic work a whole lot harder right now. I'm trying to block out all that other sound. So with that, I will end today, you know. Again, thanks for hanging with me. Thanks for checking me out on this Monday. I hope everyone, you know, stays safe and continue to be blessed. Again, if you have not subscribed to Life by Waite, what are you waiting on? No, I'm kidding. You know, come on, subscribe. I would love to have you. You are not just a number. Subscribe, comment, like. I love to, you know, have those side conversations and share ideas and new things and talk and engage. You know, I really do enjoy that. And I appreciate anyone who comments. I really do. Maybe not the junk mail and the spam, but that's a whole nother situation. But yeah, I'm out, y'all. I'm out. Again, thank you. Thank you so, so much. And as I always say to you, know thyself.